This is the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. Virtual fencing is changing the way cattle and sheep can be grazed. On tomorrow's Cattle HQ Live webinar, SDSU Extension livestock researchers will provide insight on how the technology has developed and is adapting to precision applications. Extension Precision Livestock Field Specialist Logan Vandermark will explore the findings of more than 5 years of study by SDSU scientists, tracking animal behavior and learning, as well as improvements in virtual fencing technology, which enable unique grazing opportunities.
Here recently, we started doing some riparian restoration grazing, where we allow heifers access to the stream only certain parts of the year to try to keep from that creek being incised from cattle drinking out of it or swimming in it all the time. I had really good success with that.
Vandermark reports numerous companies have entered the virtual fencing industry, spurring competition and innovation. During the webinar, the pros and cons of these systems will be explained.
What are the differences where one company may fit into certain scenarios better than other companies in the way that they communicate with cell phone towers, for example?
The Virtual Fencing Cattle HQ Live webinar is slated for tomorrow, May 21st at 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain on Zoom. Cattle and sheep producers interested in learning more on virtual fencing and the recent advancements are encouraged to tune in for the presentation with Q&A as well as discussion possible. To learn more and to register for a link to this free webinar, visit the events page at extension.sdstate.edu.